Nobody even said, like, nice bowl.
You know, like, it's not a nice bowl.
So we are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Frew. His pass of 6.780 seconds at 198.76 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Eddie, talk about today and the different conditions you faced from last week to here.
Well, unfortunately, there's no bananas up here, so I'm not going to talk about it. No,
I had two of them, sorry.
You know, it's definitely a big challenge coming from, as we say, off the mountain to sea level. You know, high tide rolls in and you almost get your feet wet over here, and that's exciting for us naturally aspirated guys and gals because of the fact that, you know, our motorcycles love good air. And anytime you come to Sonoma, you have good air. So it makes it exciting. It goes from going 7.1 seconds up in Denver, making somewhere around 300 horsepower, to coming down here, making 400 horsepower and going 6.7 seconds. So it's definitely a big change on the way your timing is on the motorcycle and the way that you need to ride it. So it's just that adjustment. But fortunate for me, off the truck, I had a really good clean run. Wind turned around on us coming into that second session, and that's why you saw the class drastically slow down. It cooled off about 8 or 10 degrees and then a headwind. So that's definitely not good for our motorcycles. They're not aerodynamic like a car where the wind, it gets slippery and gets through the air much faster. So the class unfortunately slowed down a little bit there. Had we still had the tailwind, I think you would have saw it pick up. So you never know quite what you're going to get, but definitely was excited to come off the truck and start off and lay down a good lap, and here we are rolling into tomorrow. So that kind of changes our qualifying plan, because tomorrow we're going to have the Mickey Thompson Pro Bike Battle, and we need to focus on winning $25,000 and not necessarily setting low ET. So for us, it turns into that racing game more than it turns into qualifying.
Any questions from the media at this time?
So is that your way of saying that nobody's going to run quicker than 6.7 meters?
No, I think tomorrow morning, if the conditions are there, for sure you're going to see, I think, a couple 6.70 runs. I do think people could go better than 6.78, but you also do have all of us, a lot of the front-running motorcycles in the battle. So we tend to race a little different. You're not going to be as aggressive, probably. You're not going to get after it as hard. You're probably going to just make sure you can get down the track and have a good tune-up. At least that's the way we kind of approach it. Rather than trying to rotate the earth on the run or make a call that you're unsure of, we're going to make a call that we're sure of, and that's going to get us from A to B as quick as possible.
Now, you think some times are going to drop tomorrow in that morning qualifying session, or Q3. You think the speeds will go up too? You think anybody's going to get to 200 with Hector Jr.?
You know, I really think there should be a couple motorcycles that go 200. I thought I would have went 200 on that first run. I kind of let it get away from me a couple times so far, but that run I had to correct. I made the wrong call on my chassis setup, on how I set up the rear axle, and I was fighting the bike a little bit on that run. I think it probably could have went low 200s on that lap. So for me, you know, it's like if it comes, it comes. It's really hard to go out there and say you're going to go 200. It's out there. I think the possibilities are there if the wind shifts. We got to have a tailwind. We can't have a headwind. Or if we have no wind and it's cool conditions like this tomorrow, it definitely can run faster. I think you will see the whole class pick up as a whole. I can't say how much faster. That's a tough call, but I would expect to see a bunch of bikes in the 680s here.
Congratulations on locking into the countdown.
Oh, I guess that locked me in. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. I just need to focus on going rounds. That's the way that I look at it. If I go rounds, win races, that's going to get you countdown championship points, and all the rest comes. I try not to look at the sheets very often. So you try to just know you're in the hunt, you know you're in the fight, and keep after it. Because if you start focusing on that, you really start losing what the big picture is. Thanks, guys.